Professor Liz Guzenchek teaches reading and language arts at Oakland University's School of Education. This term, her course on how to teach literacy to elementary school students isn't on campus.
I think how that deepens thinking of a topic.
With her college students perched on little kid-sized chairs, Guzenchek is teaching this class at an elementary school. Auburn Elementary is part of the Avondale School District in Auburn Hills. Ashley Breeze, a senior, takes a break from the classroom to rave about the benefits of plenty of hands-on experience. Long before her official student teaching year, she'll have observed multiple teachers in classrooms, worked one-on-one with students, and tried her hand at teaching.
If you have an opportunity as a student to take a class in a school building, do it.
Definitely.
I don't care if you have to drive further or you have to pick an hour that's not your favorite hour of the day, like 8:30 in the morning. It's so worth it.
Equally enthusiastic is Nancy Brown. She's Associate Dean of the School of Education at Oakland University. She says the program applies the medical school model to education teaching. Future doctors don't just sit in classrooms, she says, and neither should future teachers.
Think about in medical schools, going to a hospital. You would work with a doctor and you'd work with the faculty. You would observe and then you would try.
Brown says the program is not about turning Auburn Elementary into a teaching or research lab. The main goal is to improve kids' education and test scores. It'll be at least another year before they have data on any of that. But she thinks mixing kids with university professors and university students is giving everyone more opportunities to learn and teach, including the kids.
They believe they're training our pre-service teachers, and they will give them great feedback. Oh, you know, Miss Ellen, you are having trouble, you know, asking questions. Why don't you try posing the question this way? I observed this in a third grade classroom and just couldn't stop laughing.
Some Oakland University professors were leery of the idea at first, as were some teachers. Oakland's School of Education Dean, Bob Maxfield, says people in both fields tend to think of themselves as the experts. He says the stereotypes didn't survive the first day of the two-week retreat that got the partnership off the ground. Teachers told him,
those university people know something. They aren't a bunch of woolly-minded theorists. They're a delight. The university people were saying, these teachers are amazing. Can't believe how sophisticated they are. I can't believe how much they know. So that kind of mutual respect transcended a decade of misconceptions about each other.
The downside to the program so far, if you can call it that, is this. Apparently, there's a huge demand in the state for closer collaboration between the universities that educate teachers and the public schools who employ them. 27 school districts in Macomb and Oakland counties asked the university to expand the program into their schools. The university had to turn most of them down. Now officials there are hoping other Michigan universities will help to meet the demand by starting similar programs themselves. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.